This is Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
This is just getting absurd. Carlin, 98.7 ESPN. Lightning round. Light them up. 800-919-3776. We have limited time until the Knicks and Memphis pregame top of the hour. Twitter, at Chris Carlin on Twitter. Instagram, that guy Carlin. Video live stream up and running. Leave your comments there on ESPN New York's Facebook page and 98.7 ESPN New York's Twitter handle. I want to go back 2 days. This was Aaron Judge, rather Aaron Boone, about Aaron Judge on Wednesday and why he was out of the lineup.
Was sore yesterday during the game, kind of in his side, and then after the game was sore. So just with the off day tomorrow, just something trying to stay ahead of and don't want to push through anything right now.
When you say sore in his side, what side exactly, what happened to lead to that soreness?
I think it's just been just the general wear and tear of the first several days, DH in one day, a lot of swings. So yeah, just that.
And by side, you mean oblique?
No, I think it's just, as I would say, general soreness, I guess, in the side.
Why don't you just say upper body injury? Okay, that's what they're going with in hockey these days. And I'm not blaming Aaron Boone because he's doing what he's supposed to do. So here he is earlier today, Marley Rivera, posing the question. Well, just take a listen.
We ask you all these Judge questions because of his injury history and so on, so you can understand how we can be a little confused when we don't have. Would you consider him right now injured?
Dang, Marley. I mean,
yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, that's fair.
I
mean,
and if I answer yes or no, it's going to be conflated a lot of different ways. So I don't have him in the lineup today. I feel like he could probably play today. So I don't know. More evaluation in 24 hours. It's a good question, but I'm not sure how to answer it.
In other words, we have no idea, or we know that he's hurt and we just don't want to say it yet. And you could talk about him having good batting practice and all that stuff. We know where this is headed. He's going on the DL, IL, whatever they call it. He's hurt. We know it. And the continued protection of the player in these situations is getting frustrated. We all know. We know the deal. It's getting frustrating. How long are we going to keep this up, this facade about what Aaron Judge actually is? We all know that when he's on the field that he's a dominant player. We could take the truth, I honestly believe, if the Yankees just said at the beginning of the year, you know what? Aaron Judge is probably going to sit about 30 games this year because we want to keep him healthy and would rather have him for 135 than 75. Everybody would be just fine with hearing that because what Aaron Judge can do healthy in 135 games, most players can't sniff in 162. The truth is this. Aaron Judge should have been traded a long time ago because it was not hard to continue to see this coming. And it's absolutely absurd to suggest that this team, the way presently constituted, is going to get any different results this season. It's basically a fraud being foisted upon the public right now to suggest otherwise. They look like a great team during the regular season at times. I got news for you. Come here, as Michael would say. Come a little closer. Let me let you in on a little secret. The Yankees aren't a great team. They're not. They are bullies. They are a bunch of players who are excellent players who beat up on bad teams. There's nothing wrong with that. It's what you're supposed to do. But when you go up against good teams, or you go up against the team that actually will throw a punch back, you don't back off. And when the Yankees get counterpunched, they back off, and there's no intimidating factor about them. And now Aaron Judge is hurt again. Honestly, if you're being honest with yourself, if I ask you this moment, at this time tomorrow, is Aaron Judge on the injured list? Of course you're saying yes. Of course you are. And the truth of the matter is they should have traded him because they can't afford to have two of the exact same player on the roster for a long time. The Yankees may know it now, but they should have known it 2 years ago, or at least before last season, that Aaron Judge was not going to be somebody they were building this team around for the longest time. You can throw Eric Cressy out in front of us if you want. You can talk all about the yoga. Namaste, brother. Gotcha. None of it has worked. None of it has worked. He is simply a player who is never going to be healthy, and he might also be a player that doesn't want to play through minor injuries and doesn't want to be out there unless he is 100% because he's afraid that he's going to make it worse. He might be that. I don't know that for sure. What I do know is he is never going to be a guy that's going to play 150 games in a season. And if you got 130 out of him, you should take it and run. And you can't even count on that. And so here we find them in a situation where they're not a great team because they have stuck with two of the same player for the last few years. Two guys who are consistently going to get hurt, whose numbers in the clutch are eerily similar, even though you don't want to admit that, but because one of them is homegrown and the other one was brought in when you panicked, when you didn't get Shohei Ohtani, and you ended up paying him $300 million immediately. Putting somebody else paid him that, you had to pay him that, immediately putting the target on his back for when it falls apart, because you know when he comes over here, that's going to happen. Not your fault that that's the case, but that's the truth. Now you have two of the exact same player. You're not going to pay Aaron Judge after next year. And now if you try to trade him, even if he was healthy midway through this season, you're not going to get anywhere near what you should have. Not anywhere near, and you're not a better team. You're a worse team right now. You're a worse team right now with the pitching staff that is behind Gerrit Cole. I have to go watch Corey Kluber today. Corey Kluber was awful. Forget about the bullpen, okay? I know the bullpen got lit. Corey Kluber was awful. Couldn't find the strike zone with a navigation system. Not with Google Maps! But keep buying the Aaron Judge jerseys, because as long as you do, there's a chance they may actually pay him because they're making it back in the merchandise. He's homegrown. We love Aaron Judge. The Judge's Chambers, which, by the way, have been quiet for a couple of years. Is that still a thing? Aside from the fact that we can't even be in the ballpark, is that still a thing? When you can't play, you're not helping. Is it his fault that he gets hurt? No, of course not. But you can have this team and be excited about them when they keep pounding the Orioles, who they are 36-12 against since the start of 2018. Yet the Rays run out there today. The Rays, who everybody expected to stink this year because they got rid of some of their players who were important for last year. Blake Snell's gone. All these guys are gone. The Rays can't wait to face you. They can't wait. The Yankees are 17-28 in their last 45 games in Tampa. 17-28. There is zero intimidation factor with the Rays on the other side of the field. Zero. Zero. The Yankees are a poorly assembled team. That is, they're just a bunch of really, really good players put together, and you'll just assume that they win. And now they are of the mindset of, well, we'll play the numbers. Sooner or later, we'll break through, and we'll get our postseason break, and we'll get back to winning a championship. What utter crap. That's not a strategy. That's not a strategy. Defense is terrible. Terrible. So keep beating up on these bad teams and making us think that you're special or that you're great. You're not. You're not. Keep protecting Aaron Judge from having to admit he's hurt. Here's another question. Will he actually have to speak this weekend if he goes on the IL? Keep running other people out there to answer his questions for him? I get it. You want to protect him. God forbid anybody says a negative word about Judge. God forbid. The whole thing is a massive facade. The way this team is assembled, it is, in essence, a fraud being perpetrated on the fan base. You just, they're doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different kind of result, and they're not getting it. Calls, 800-919-3776. That's next. We have very short time. I will get through as many as we can. We have the lines open. You can yell and scream at me if you want. I don't care. This is not a great team. And this is a team that anybody that throws on a Rays uniform can go 4-for-5 on any given night. It's all true. Twitter, hit me up wherever you want. Leave your comments on the live stream. We've got a very short amount of time. Over on the live stream, you can leave your comments. We'll get them in. Simon, New Haven on the phones. We have very limited time. Let's do this and get as many as we can in. Simon, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Chris. How you doing? I just wanted to say you were right about everything you said. I mean, I don't know what the trouble with these Yankee hitters are. And these players should learn to play through the pain. I mean, every single injury, IL this, IL that. I mean, it's like they had this master plan. I want to come to the big leagues. I want to help this team win. And then when these players get their golden opportunities, bam, injury Sanchez, bam, injury Judge. I mean, either you want to be up here and help us win or stay in the minor leagues.
There's a difference between being hurt and being injured. And I don't fault Aaron Judge for getting injured. This is his body type. He's an incredible talent when he's healthy.
You know what he should do?
If he has the ability to play through it, like if Aaron Boone says, I think we could play him tonight, and we're just not doing it. Okay, great. Hope he's in the lineup tomorrow. I'll bet anybody ten bucks right now he's not in the lineup tomorrow, and he's going on the IL at some point over the weekend.
But you know what I would ask Boone, though? I mean, none of the Yankee people do it, but I would ask Boone two questions. What is the obsession of grounding out and popping up all the time? And is Aaron Boone the manager of a baseball team, or is he the manager of a ping pong team? Because it's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think any journalists are getting to those questions, Simon. Thanks. We'll move on. Eli, Washingtonville, next, 98.7 ESPN. Eli, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Carl, what's going on? Listen, I've been saying this for the last couple of years, that Brian Cashman is a good GM, but not a great one. And in every show, I get crucified. Oh, look what he does when he brings O'Shella in and all these people. It's like I'm watching an episode of Moneyball over and over again. And it's analytics. And
let's call this what it is. Here's another way to look at it, okay, Eli? What would the Rays have done a year and a half ago with Aaron Judge? They would have traded him. They would have gotten great young pitching, and they would have been out before he even had to get arbitration eligible. The Rays would have handled this right. And I'm not saying that the Yankees have to operate like the Rays, but from purely a baseball standpoint, that would have been the smart thing to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And listen, the Yankees should go with the Boston Red Sox mentality. Like, they went to the front office of the Rays and said, you know what? These guys are doing things better than we are. Let me just pay high price for one of their guys, one of their top officials that know how to actually do the analytics right and, you know how to run an operation with or without money.
Listen, thanks for the call. I think they're too tied up in analytics sometimes, and I look at the way they're constructed right now, and I just don't see it. I don't see how it's happening. And I didn't see it before the year, and I didn't see it before last year. They are good enough to beat up on everybody that is an inferior team, and that's how they get there. There's nothing wrong with doing that, but you have to at some point do something that's going to get you over the hump. The Rays are not remotely scared of the Yankees. How about the Mike Brasso quote? Did you see the Mike Brasso quote in the New York Post? Yeah, listen, we know the Yankees are a good team. They're going to be right there with us all year long. It's not the Yankees are great. It's not bowing down to the Yankees. Oh, yeah, no, they're a great team. They'll be right there with us. In other words, we own the Yankees, and we know it. And the Yankees got to go out there today and watch the Rays hoist the American League championship banner. How do you think that went over? DJ, New York City, up next. DJ, what's up?
Hey, Carlin, I think every point you're making about the Yankees and how they're constructed really fits into the mold of how a lot of teams in a lot of sports are constructed, right? We don't work, you know, station to station. We don't move the basketball. We have the names on the back of the jerseys, right? However, Aaron Judge is a game wrecker, as you say, when he's healthy. He doesn't need to be put under the idea of 162 games if we feel that he can run on a 30-game sprint and run the table late. You know, I'm not saying he's going to sit until then. However, if he's worth the money, I'll let you handle that. But Aaron,
no, it's not about worth the money or anything right now. What it's about is, listen, you're not wrong to suggest that if you had him for 120 games, 130 games, and you knew you were going to have him for the postseason, that it would be worth it. You're not wrong on that at all. And I think we, as collectively, Yankee fans themselves, could take this and say, yeah, I'll deal with that. I'll deal with 2 days off a week. It's absolutely fine if it means I'm going to have him later. Right now, we're just dancing around what's inevitable, and we know he's going on the IL again. We know it.
But then look at Kevin Durant, right? Kevin Durant is playing
completely different. Completely different, DJ. Thanks for the call. Aaron Judge is not Kevin Durant, and what goes on in the NBA now is completely different than what goes on in Major League Baseball. I don't know if Aaron Judge is soft. If he's injured, he's injured. If he's hurt, and he legit could play tonight, and you're just resting him, great. If he's back in the lineup tomorrow, great. No chance I believe that. No chance you believe that. Fred, Atlanta, up next. Fred, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Doing well. The problem is Cashman, and I think one caller referenced it, too. It's the way this team is put together. Just think about the way the pitching is put together. You got a $40 million guy in Cole, and then it's a falls off a cliff after that.
It really does.
The manager would have spread out the Rays would have spread that money out over four or five guys.
No. Listen, we all know that they needed Garrett Cole. That's fine. The Yankees can do the Yankee thing and spend the money, but just spend it in the right places. Garrett Cole is the right place, but beyond that, you cannot take crapshoots, and that's what they're doing with the likes of Taillon and with the likes of Corey Kluber, who's neither guy who has barely pitched in 2 years.
The only thing I'd challenge that is Cole would have been right if you're not constrained by the salary cap or whatever the luxury tax is. If you're going to be constrained by that, you got to be smarter about the way you're spending it. And spending, you know, that big of a percentage of your money on one pitcher, one player, you know, and when you're sacrificing, when you've got, you know, Brett Gardner out there, you've got Aaron Hicks out there, you've got...
Yeah, you know, but listen, if the Yankees want to, Fred, thanks for the call, they can go over it. We know that. And don't be shocked if it happens middle of the year. If it's very clear that they're going to need another starter, and guess what? That's going to happen. Frank in Westchester is next, 98.7 ESPN. Frank, what's going on?
Chris, how are you? I heard that rant, and I loved every minute of it. Now, this is my take on things. What is up with Brian Cashman? We know this guy can pull rabbits out of hats. How the heck do you construct a team and decide to put Gleyber Torres at second base? He stinks.
You mean it's shortstop?
Defensively. You're right, at short. He stinks defensively. I can't take it anymore. And how do you have – and, you know, to me, Aaron Hicks is the poster child for mediocrity. And I can go down the list of things that I don't like about how this team is constructed. Tell me, Carlin, does Brian Cashman have a lifetime contract? I want to know.
Pretty much. It looks like that, Frank, and thanks for the call. I look at it, and I look at Cashman – and I don't know how you can go in this drought. There's no other way of putting it. Drought that the Yankees have been in the last 20 years. One championship in 20 years is not supposed to be what the Yankees are about. And Brian Cashman is the first one to say that. It's not a successful year unless we win a championship. Well, you've had, what, 19 of them in the last 20 unsuccessful years. Yeah, maybe unfair. This team is graded differently. It may be unfair, but they are. Nico, Queens, up next. Nico, what's going on?
Hey, Chris, I got two quick points. One of the things I want to say is that I think letting Girardi walk after 2017 was a big mistake, and I think that is kind of reflecting these playoff losses since 2018, because he took a rebuilding team and brought them to hell. They were up 3-2 in the ALCS against the Astros, and they were a rebuilding team.
I think this has very little to do with the manager. And if you look at 2019 and what the Yankees did that season with all of the injuries that they had, you had to give, if you're going to give Girardi all the credit for what they did then, you have to give Aaron Boone credit for what they did in 2019 with all of the massive injuries that they have had.
Yeah, I respect that. I just think Girardi's style of managing works a lot better in the playoffs. Like, that was a wild card team that went, and Boone has had the first place in the AL East most years, and was unable
yeah, I don't
to
think it's Boone.
Compete well in the playoffs.
What was the other point? Quick.
I think you're letting Judge's injury overshadow other injuries. I mean, we had Stan injured, Severino's been injured forever, and I just think a lot of other players, I mean, have been injured. And I know Judge gets a lot of it, but I don't know.
Well, because Judge is the poster boy for the team, and that's all there is to it. And fans love him, Nico, and thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I can appreciate wanting a homegrown guy to be your guy, but at some point, you actually have to evaluate it fairly. And that's honestly the best way I can say it. What would the Rays have done with Aaron Judge? They would have traded him 2.5 years ago. Because of the money, yes, but they also, from a baseball standpoint, would have looked at it and said, if this guy can't stay on the field, why don't we maximize it right now? They would have seen the trend coming and not be worried about how many jerseys he was selling. All right, that does it for me. Another lightning round in the books. We got a bunch of them next week. I'll be on Sunday, 12 to 3. Carlin out. Stay hands.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.